Hey,
I'm Christian.
I'm Josh.
And I'm Erica. And we're the hosts of your new favorite show, The Judgies.
Come hang out with us as we chat about hilarious and sometimes disgusting stories from the internet.
If you've ever thought about mixing milk and Pepsi,
we're definitely judging you for that. But why not come be judgy with us?
Happy Monday. Welcome back to the About Last Night podcast. Adam Ray here, your host. Thanks for tuning in. Subscribe to the show if you have not on iTunes, Spotify, YouTube, wherever you get your pods. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell your enemies, tell your lovers, and continue to rate and review on iTunes. And enjoy the pod because, you know, life is short and you gotta just fill it with fun shit. And that's what this podcast is. Fun shit. Like today's episode with voiceover legend Tara Strong. You might know her from all the 600 voices plus she does on cartoons. You've heard her as Harley Quinn on the new Batman Adventures, Teen Titans Go, Rugrats, The Powderpuff Girls, The Fairly Odd Parents, Ben 10, Chowder, Wow Wow, Wusby, My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic, DC Superhero Girls, and Unkitty, just to name a few. She's a legend in the VO community. She's an actress as well, and just a brilliant human being. And she sat down with us for an hour to chat everything VO, comedy, her journey to LA from Toronto, and much, much more. So enjoy the hell out of this pod. Follow her on Twitter and Instagram at Tara Strong. Follow me at Adam Ray Comedy. Follow the podcast at ALN Podcast. Tour dates, we got a shit ton coming. 2023 is filling up fast. So go to AdamRayComedy.com and stay updated with all the tour dates. I'll be posting flyers and tour date schedules soon. Shows for the rest of 2022, I got Snoqualmie Casino in Seattle, Washington, December 11th. Big hometown holiday show. Snoqualmie Casino, December 11th. Come out and see your boy. December 22nd and 23rd, I'll be in Helium Comedy Club in Portland, Oregon. Can't wait for those shows. Come out and see me. Portland, 22nd and 23rd of December at Helium. And then December 27th through 31st, New Year's, baby, Vegas Laugh Factory. All these shows and tickets at AdamRayComedy.com. Of course, Young Rock, which I'm filming in Memphis right now, returns season 3 on NBC November 4th. Welcome to Chippendales on Hulu drops November 22nd. And October 19th, The School of Good and Evil, Netflix, Paul Feig, I'm in it, drops on Netflix October 19th on Netflix. So check that out as well. All right, that's it. Enjoy the episode with Tara Strong.
Hey, it's Herbert. And you're listening to the About Last Night podcast, you slippery little son of a bitch.
Guys, welcome back to the show. Here with a legend, Tara Strong. A treat having you here.
Thanks.
Let's talk about it.
Push this up.
Yeah, there you go.
How do you do
whatever
do
you
it?
Want. Is
it's,
that good?
It's like weird.
We can even move it over a little bit. You good?
I'm not used to it here.
How's that?
I don't know. Does it sound fine?
You sound good yet.
For someone who does so much work on the mic.
Yeah, but this is bullshit. This is not how we work in a studio. What's this?
Yeah, yeah.
What do you got?
Somebody
here?
Comes in to do it for you. Sam, do you mind? No. Yeah. Yeah, we're dealing with royalty here. Just come
no,
and
it's
adjust.
It's fine. It's fine now. It's just.
Yikes.
Know.
Did you sense the sarcasm and the toad? She's leaving in 6 minutes. So we were just talking about your hot farmer boyfriend off.
So hot.
Very hot. It's now. I don't know if it's the beard or the guys can acknowledge other guys' attractiveness.
Of course,
you should. If you don't, that just means you're so jealous.
Right. That's like girls appreciating other hot girls. It's totally.
Who does it better, by the way? Are girls better at appreciating hot girls, or guys being like, "Dude, that guy fucking dude." If I was gay, and then you're like, "You probably are," and then you go, "But that's fine," and they go, "Yeah, but if dude, two Zimas, and I'll fucking dude, I'll tweeze everything," and you're like, "That's okay." But so where he slid in your DMs, Willie? Yeah. Can we say his name?
Yeah.
Willie, has his story been talked about at any of the cons yet?
Oh yeah, he's hot boyfriend at the cons.
He just told me that. You're fresh off the con tour.
What do you mean off? We're still on it.
You're still on it?
Yeah, we're going away Friday to Texas.
Fuck.
We have a con like every weekend.
So for people that don't know, you do over 600, 700?
I don't know. According to Voice Chasers, it was like 1,600 or something
Voice
like
Chasers.
That. Yeah, something like that. There's websites, you know, clocking everybody.
Just, wow.
Yeah.
On shows across the tube.
Yeah.
And the services.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So because of that, these cons are like, hey, come show up and just make all of these nerds come in their pants. Right? I saw some videos. They're going fucking bonkers. And guess what? I'm so excited to get, I mean, you know, to a even a semblance of a place that you're at, to where people are like, you walk in and you just do a voice from the back and they fucking lose it. I was like, wow, that's awesome. You're bringing them so much joy.
Have you ever gone?
I did the one Crossing Swords virtual one that we did.
Oh, right. But we should
That's not a real con.
No, no. We should do a Crossing Swords in person.
I'm dying to do an in-person one because it's like,
yeah.
I don't know, it's live audience. That's my thing.
Yeah, it's also like a really beautiful way to connect with people. Like Hollywood doesn't give a shit about its voiceover people, but the fans do.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. So when you go there, it's like you realize how much you touch these people and there's really beautiful stories.
Because I'm sure you've gotten fan letters, DMs that aren't people trying to, you know, take you surfing, right? Fans that are just like...
I get so many DMs.
Do you really?
So many.
Whoa.
Gotta weed them out.
You know? I mean, look, you know, DMs from the VO fan world, and then you get the hot girl DMs of guys just, I mean.
And sometimes it's a mix.
Can you, okay, so they open with like
they want to have sex with such... hot girl. And I'm like, you know, it's a cartoon, right?
But they want you to do the voice.
Yeah.
Wow. Now that's an OnlyFans waiting to happen.
I know. Should I do that?
I mean, how do I say this? Yes. DaBaby, or is it Bad Baby? Bad Baby from Dr. Phil, the Cash Me Outside girl, made $52 million off OnlyFans last year.
Right?
I don't know.
Why?
It just seems like taking advantage of perverts. Also, I don't think you have to show much. I think there's some people that are cashing in with just like, you know.
Maybe side boob.
Maybe not even side boob.
Would Disney hire me anymore? That's the question.
Oh, fuck. There we go. Because cops and nurses are getting fired left and right.
Right. And probably it's not great for Disney.
Okay.
Although, what if it's just side boob?
You make a valid point. I think even Walt would appreciate a little side boob.
Yeah.
How do you think Minnie got the job?
Frozen Walt.
Yeah.
Probably.
Frozen
begging
Walt.
Begging for some side boob.
Yeah. Are you a big Disney fan?
I mean, I have been, for my life.
Is that what got you into this?
No.
Do you remember the first cartoon you heard where you were like, oof, I'm going to do an impression of that? Or was it a person? The first voice you did, take me back.
Well, I always did silly voices when I was a kid. Every animal had a voice. Every toy had a voice.
Animal. Oh, cool.
And then I had like a fake radio station with my sister that we used to record on little cassette tapes. Yep. And I would like take my mom's hand and say, let's pretend we're from England when we go into the store. Or, you know, I always did voices and accents, but I didn't really know I was going to be a voiceover artist. I knew when I was 4 years old, I wanted to be a singer, dancer, actress. I knew I was going to be a performer.
At four?
Yes. I used to sing in front of my class. I came with this crazy.
That's the name of your memoir.
Yeah.
That is bonkers.
Yeah.
But also so dope that you just knew at that point, like so early.
Right. There was no backup. Like, this is what I'm here to do. I'm going to get there at all costs. And I grew up in Toronto in a home that nobody knew anything about showbiz. The closest was my grandfather was a cantor. Like, nobody else.
By the way, for those non-Jews out there, a cantor is a very, you know, coveted position in the...
It's a high-level Jew.
Yeah, it's a high-level Jew. Yeah. Some would argue it goes cantor, then rabbi.
Right.
I mean, flipping them around. Rabbi can't, like, you know, the cantor is, I think more people probably go up to the cantor after the rabbi, depending on who your rabbi is.
Right. If you have a great rabbi.
Yeah, it depends on how good the sermon was.
Right. Did you go on Rosh Hashanah? Did you go hear the shofar?
I was a bad Jew this year. I know. I looked at some videos of it.
Okay, good.
I smoked out of a shofar in college.
Oh, good. That makes sense. A bong shofar?
Yep.
That's
we are
cool.
Like tequila Doritos.
Right. Oh, I kind of love that.
songs you would sing in class, what would you sing? Just like,
well, I went
show
to Hebrew
tunes?
School, right? So I would sing like Late Sun Katan Shelly, like little Jew girl
little
songs.
Little Jew girl songs.
Yeah. And then I finally got an agent when I was 13. And I still didn't know I was going to do only cartoons. And that year I booked my first cartoon, which was Hello Kitty. I was the title role of Hello Kitty.
What?
Yes.
At 13?
At 13. And my first on-camera show with Mr. T and my first stage show, which was The Music Man.
Mr. T's the... Oh my God. What was that like?
It was just so fun. It was like, finally, I was realizing what I was here to do. Like,
I was just going
to
say,
seeing it in real time.
You weren't even phased. You were just like, of course.
Right.
Yeah. It took me 9 years since I realized this is what I was going to do, and now I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Wow. Did you have, like, I don't know, were you poised at 13? Do you remember being, like, comfortable on set, or was there
Totally.
Wow.
Yeah. I've been here before doing that, something like that.
Where does that come from?
Another lifetime.
Yeah. But, I mean, like... you know, calm parents, it doesn't sound like you had anybody like cluttering your judgment.
They were very supportive.
Or vision. Yeah.
Very supportive always. They were at every show, every audition.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And you were ripping it.
Ripping it.
Yeah.
Superstar. Never needed a day job.
How many people came up to you when you were a kid and were like, you got something, kid? And were like, you got to get this girl to Hollywood, baby, right? Like,
It happened a lot. There was, I was doing a sitcom for a year with Mike McDonald. Do you remember him? He was a really funny stand-up. Mike McDonald.
From Mad TV?
No, from...
Mike McDonald. Oh, wait. There's another...
Mike McDonald.
That's Michael McDonald. Who's Mike McDonald?
Look him up. He was like a classic stand-up guy.
Okay.
He came up to do a sitcom with Dan Redican, and I was the daughter, and we did that for like a year. And at that time, the producers were like, come to L.A. But my mom's like, finish high school. So I did that. But
did
I still
like
worked. I still worked
school?
TV and film.
Yeah.
Yeah, I loved school, but it did become challenging once I was missing school for acting.
Right.
You know, like it's fine for like history or English, but if you miss like level one and two of math and they're already at three and four, you're screwed.
You're fucked.
Yeah.
Is there something about being like, did you ever pull like, you know, for me now, obviously with stand up, like every social situation, I feel like I'm almost like picking up some, I'm observing something just innately now. You just get conditioned after a while to like see certain things through a certain set of goggles. Were you like that with voices?
Yes,
like,
yeah, still am. Yeah. Sometimes I'll see a cute little kid or hear her. I'm like, oh, I'm stealing that bitch's voice. I'm taking that home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can, because like there's
Ursula,
still new voices.
I'm like walking around stealing all the children's
voices. Wow. Yeah. There's still, because there's, I mean, and do you have a favorite voice to do?
Well, my favorite job I ever did
Great.
Was The Little Mermaid 2, because like, ask if I was a Disney fan. I don't know what little girl didn't want to be the Little Mermaid.
God, and I want to be the Little Mermaid.
Right. So I used to run around like impersonating her. And actually, when my dad passed away a few years ago, the poster was still hanging in my childhood bedroom. Like, I loved her. And so I, you know, I got to LA. I was very, very broke my first 2 years here. Like, eviction notice broke a couple times.
I was going
to
ask.
And actually, the woman that gave me Hello Kitty saved my ass here. She said, you want to come do this new show, Gadget Boy and Heather? I was like, yes. That's the first time I met Maurice LaMarche, and he was Gadget and I was Heather.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And then it was still a little rough. And then Powerpuff Girls, Batgirl, and 100 episodes of 101 Dalmatians, which, as you know, nothing is a guarantee on 100 episodes. That one, Hollywood was like, who's this girl? Right?
That was back to back to back.
Yeah. And
after how many years of being here?
Like two. But I already had a very extensive resume with American production. It's just that they didn't know who I was
here. So it takes a minute, right?
I mean,
you can attest that more than anyone.
Of course. And then when I booked Mermaid, I'm in the studio with Jodie Benson. I burst into tears. I was like, I was a wreck.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was amazing. Wait, to sing in the studio with her. I played her daughter.
Little Mermaid 2.
Yeah.
Straight to Dive?
Yeah, but it was a great sequel.
Cool.
Yeah, it's cute.
Is Ursula back?
A what?
Ursula in Little Mermaid 2?
I thought you said, is there a slur back? I'm like, this is like a term I don't know. Is there like a slur back?
Is there a slur back?
It's her sister. It's her evil sister.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's a nice spin.
Yeah, it's good.
It does take a minute, right? Like,
yes,
I mean,
of course.
I, you know, I feel like I've done maybe like six shows where I've been on it for a handful of eps. And to me, that's not shit. But my buddies who are getting going in it look at me as a god, because they're like, dude, you've been on shows. And I'm like, yeah, but look, like, you know, you're just always looking ahead, right? And like above, and it's just not enough. But
you have to. But your friends are also right, because there are gorgeous, talented humans that never get a break.
Right.
And there has to be some serendipitous moment that puts you on the map. And sometimes people...
You believe in that. I've heard you say that. You're like, there's so much you can control.
Yeah.
But then like, there's so much.
But then there's a little bit of magic.
There's more out of your control than you can control, I feel like.
That's true. It doesn't matter how badly you want to work. It doesn't matter how good you are, how beautiful you are. It doesn't matter. But it does help.
It does. Yeah, yeah. Hollywood's a fan of that.
Yeah.
Do you remember a time when you got here? So moving here, that's a big deal. Or were you just like, again, it's part of the...
I knew I had to, but since I knew what a movie of the week was, I'm like, I got to go to LA and do a movie of the week, which I did. Like, first couple of years here, I did Sabrina.
Like a Hallmark one?
Sabrina Goes to Rome.
Awesome. Who were you?
I was a little British witch named Gwen that never got any spells right, but we got to go to Rome.
That fucking rules.
Yeah.
On Hallmark's dime?
It wasn't Hallmark.
Who else does the...
It was Paramount at the time.
Cool.
Yeah, it was on their dime. It was awesome.
Okay, so you get going, you start booking some gigs, and you're like, all right, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. But is there like, you know, and family still is just like, yeah, fucking, you're supposed to be there, get out there, start doing it. Were there people out here that like you latched onto that were supportive or like reps right away? Or did you have a day job?
I never had a day job.
No.
I did have reps right away, but it was still like, hard at first. It was still, I was pretty broke the first couple of years here. I remember crying in my apartment going, maybe I should just go back because I know I'd work.
Whoa.
And I applied for a job at Color Me Mine and they asked what I wanted to do. And I just wrote, act, be an actress.
Oh.
Would you miss work? Yes, for an audition. Yeah. I was like, it was the shittiest thing I ever
wrote. What do you want to do? Not be here.
Not be there.
Yeah. Where it says sign your name, you put fuck this life.
Yeah. I'm so lucky.
Where did you live when you were first out here?
Beverly Fairfax on Hayworth.
Cool.
Did you ever live there? No, a lot of people live like Beverly Fairfax their first few years here.
Yeah, I was at post-college La Brea and Melrose and then Hollywood and Laurel. Yeah. But all in Hollywood.
You know where Erewhon is?
Yeah.
I lived above Erewhon for a long time.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Cool spot.
Yeah.
Did you walk to the Grove a lot?
All the time.
I love the Grove.
Yeah, it's good. It's gotten a lot better too.
Yeah, they've made some upgrades. Yeah. Although I just heard they're getting rid of Maggiano's.
I don't care.
Not a Maggiano's fan. What's your favorite food?
Well, I'm vegan.
How's that going?
I love it so much.
You do?
Yeah, I just think we're not really supposed to eat sadness, torture, and fear.
We're probably not.
Yeah. There's a cognitive dissonance on how it got to
Just watched what there's a doc.
There's a lot of good ones.
Yeah, I just watched one that was pretty... I definitely didn't eat meat for a good 3 weeks after that.
Yeah.
And then slipped up.
Yeah.
But man, pretty eye-opening.
Yeah. It is.
Not only of just like the cruelty, but like, oh, we're not supposed to be eating this.
I don't think so. And now that we know better, we should try better to not hurt animals.
Man. Okay. Well, do you have a go-to vegan food or snack?
Well, my favorite restaurant in LA is for sure Crossroads.
Yep.
It's so good.
It is good.
So good. I love food that's like super creative and not deep fried. Yeah. Like I don't like shitty vegan food. I like good vegan food. Make a lot of salads. Boyfriend's a good cook, makes like portobello mushroom
and surfs, farms,
stuff.
And cooks.
Yeah,
dude, and what are you doing later?
Too.
And you clean?
Yeah.
Fuck. Now, out of all these traits, what's the one that surprised you and the one that got you most fired up? You know what I'm saying? Is it a cook or clean? Like, did he put on an apron and you were just like, I'll be right back. Also, order some towels on Amazon. It's getting super slippery in this room. Or was he like, yo, I did the dishes. And you were like, again, I'll be right back.
Can I tell you the truth?
Yeah.
I mean, I could be silly, but I'll tell you the truth.
Please.
He started cooking dinner for me and I started to cry.
Wow.
Because no man's ever cooked me dinner.
Wow.
Yeah, I was in a really shitty marriage for 20 years and to have someone like care and make me dinner and craft it. And he also spent time in Italy like with chefs and learning shit. And he's
dude, can you fucking leave? You're making Sam and I feel real bad about our existence.
Yeah.
He also cooks in Italy. He also ran an orphanage that he started and built.
He did actually. He donated
what?
A bunch of money.
Fuck,
like,
dude.
Helped a bunch of kids in Haiti. Also, he has a motorcycle.
Okay, well, that's all right. You lost me. But yeah, up until that point. But of
it's
course,
electric.
Yeah.
It's electric.
Boogie, woogie, woogie. Is that how you got here on cycle?
No.
I wish you, see, everything was so cool and unexpected and on the right path. I wish you would have said, he also has a unicycle company that all the money goes to charity. And we got here, but we hang glided from the boo.
That's something he would do. Like,
are you an adventurous?
He's insanely adventurous. He was on a one wheel for 10 years all over New York City. He's been dropped on top of a mountain that no one's ever skied on with, like on a snowboard from a helicopter. And he rode down like a volcano. He's a crazy person.
Fuck. He's like one of those guys. Remember the movie Weird Science?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, remember what the guys made?
He's like that.
Yeah, but they
like
two girls.
Are you real?
Made
How are
a guy.
You real?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's impressive. Yeah, cooking is a big fucking deal.
It's nice.
It is nice.
Yeah.
And now you're doing these cons.
Yep.
And bringing them along, which is fun.
Because he's hot boyfriend.
Yes. Cool that you introduced like a character on stage. We were just talking about. It's brilliant on your part because it like. I watched a video of you doing one and you're just like, I mean, you're so good with it. You just know. I mean, even when we did all the press for Crossing Swords, which is how we met. I met you at a Robot Chicken party briefly. And but we were both a little sauced up. And so it was like a quick. And I knew who you are. You were, but you didn't know who I was. So it was a quick. There was just a lot going on. So it was just like, Tara, and you're like, hey, you want a picture? I was like, no, I think we're on a show. I'll see you later. You know, and then we did a bunch of the virtual.
We were pretty naughty too. We were like texting.
We crushed
it. That was a dumb question. Oh, why'd she answer like that?
That made them a lot more fun when you were like breaking the fourth wall because like some shit would be going down.
Yeah.
And then you just shoot me a text and be like, what the fuck? And I was like, oh, thank God. I didn't know if I, you're trying to get to know people and you're like, I don't know people's sensibilities. Like, and then it basically just let me, because again, you're just such a pro that I'm like, I'm trying to, you know, be myself, be funny, not say the wrong shit. And then here you are like the fucking, you know, the Jordan of the show. And then I'm just like, okay, cool. If she's breaking it down like this, I have carte blanche to like fire back.
And then we did.
Yeah. Those were fun though, but long. But again, like you just, you seemed very comfortable with like, you know, you over talk, right? Because they ask you questions that you've probably heard a billion times or just a weird variation of. But when I watch you in this con, you were just like nonstop. And sometimes the moderators are good. They're all passionate, right? But sometimes they're just like, dude, come on. Like, did you, like that question, if you love it this much, there's probably a better way to ask that. But now when you have Hot Boyfriend up, it kind of takes some of the pressure off, right? Because you can like throw to him every night. It's another character to play with, right?
It's another character to play with. And it came about really organically, which is why it was so funny. Yeah. Like the first moment he came to the con, people were like, are you the hot boyfriend from Instagram?
Dude.
And like people want pictures with him. And I was doing a panel. I got the whole group to say my spell, Azrath Metrion Xynthos from Teen Titans. It's like a very famous spell.
Yes.
And I asked the moderator to film it for TikTok. He's like, I don't know how to do that. I'm like, hot boyfriend, get up here. So he films it. And then I got them to do the theme song from the Fairly Odd Parents. I'm like, hot boyfriend. So then the third one, he's like, does hot boyfriend want to sit down? Should I get him a water, a masseuse?
Whoa. He's like, no, he'll actually massage you. He actually does that as
he
well.
He does, actually. He's a good masseuse.
Okay, we get it, Willie. You fucking rule. 15-inch cock coming in here, dude. Open the door with his cock.
I wasn't going to tell you that part, but...
all right, so... no, we could tell. It's the way he walked in. Okay, you mentioned Teen Titans.
Yeah.
Is there a show... So name the shows and parts that people like truly go batshit crazy for.
The most like important touching people's lives shows. For sure, Raven from Teen Titans.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many people are like, I was going to kill myself till I met Raven on Teen Titans. I have really good stories of him.
What the fuck?
You want to hear the best one?
Please.
This girl, sorry, Willie, you've heard this 100 times, but this girl was dressed as Raven and she was talking a lot. Like, blah, 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 blah. And I look over and I see her mom who's bawling. And a lot of people cry when they meet me, of course. But this was like insane crying. So I go over to see if she's okay. And she said that her daughter was severely autistic and hadn't spoken in 5 years. And when she heard I was coming, she didn't shut up. So that's a pretty big fucking deal.
Wow.
Yeah.
How do you even process that?
No, I cried. Raven's very important. People love My Little Pony. People were like, again, suicidal, had no friends.
And that sparkle.
It's a massive community around the world of people that love this show, that understand their own emotional place and how to deal with social interactions and suddenly have friends. Like they come to my table and they cry. Like I never had friends till My Little Pony.
That's so crazy.
Fairly Odd Parents.
Yeah.
People love that. People are like, you got me through my parents' divorce. Most people, when they come to my table, they say, thank you for my childhood.
Wow.
And I love it because, like I said, Hollywood doesn't give a shit. So to get the love back from the fans at the cons is everything.
So I'm going to say it. You have to have a career similar to yours and be on enough shows with enough that have, you know, stood the test of time and have had such an impact where people take an interest in knowing who the voice is, right?
Yes.
Which doesn't happen all the time.
No, and also it's generational, right? So like when they were kids, they watched it, and now their kids are watching Teen Titans Go. Or when they were kids, they watched me on Batman, and now they play my Harley on a video game. Like it's intergenerational.
Were you always accessible? Like how quickly into getting success with these roles and seeing, you know, how it was translating into people's, you know, fandom and emotions. Like how quickly did you get on the gram and start like just trying to connect, or have you always been that way?
I'm pretty good at social media and I like to connect with fans, sometimes too much because sometimes it opens yourself up to people that aren't so awesome.
Yep.
But I like being able to interact, and it's been rewarding, like very rewarding a few times, like saving lives rewarding. Like people, like I've talked to kids with a gun in their mouth,
God.
That are like, I don't know. It's just been, it's like a responsibility I don't take lightly because these characters mean so much to people.
I'm just going to say, like, at some point, there is a responsibility factor that you, by the way, I mean, I think you're wrong if you don't. Same thing with athletes. It's like, hey, man, that's par for the course. Like, if you don't recognize that, it isn't, I mean, look, it's not truly your responsibility to talk them off the ledge, but like, I don't know why you would, if it's.
If you can, if it's in your wheelhouse to
fuck
help.
Yeah.
I try.
Whoa. And so at these cons, people are getting what? They get to come. They want to just come be in your presence
and
hear you
talk.
Yeah,
they can come meet and greet me. And some of them want autographs. And some of them bring me toys they've been clutching for 20 years.
My God.
When I went to the UK, it was like, oh my God, I've had this Bubbles toy for the last 20 years. I've been waiting to meet you.
And Bubbles is from?
What? You have Tara Strong on your show and you don't know what Bubbles
is
from?
I know Bubbles, but you got so many shows. Sam?
Thank you, Sam.
Fuck, I knew it.
How embarrassing
for
you.
No, why?
Terrible.
I grew up on G.I. Joe, Ninja Turtles, He-Man, fucking Chippendales Rescue Rangers.
You're saying you're too manly for Powerpuff Girls right now?
No, not at all. Willie, help me out.
Like a little bit.
What did he say?
He's grew up with your stuff.
Yeah.
Thank goodness. Like, I'm happy he doesn't have a Twilight Sparkle tattoo on his butt. Yet.
Yeah, oh my God. Yep, it's coming, baby. Okay, question.
Yeah.
You did a voice just a second ago of one of the moderators. Like, and you're just like, I don't know how to do that. So I'm just like, how quickly can you come, like, if you see a breakdown or a picture of a character, right? Because you're still auditioning, right? When you see something, do you get excited to create a new character, or is it just like, is it tedious at this point?
Unless it's a shitty script.
Gotcha.
Which happens a lot.
I was just going to say, because you're seeing so much stuff probably daily, weekly, that there has to be stuff
where... Sometimes I'm like, how does this get made? It's terrible.
Well, they're like, well, if Tara Strong does it, right? That's why I got, right? There's some of those that probably come your way. Where it's like, hey, we would love you to do this and then make it possible.
Yeah, I've had some offers for sure.
Yeah.
No, I like... crafting new characters. Yeah. I'm sure you're the same. Everyone has their own process, but like, I'll look at the drawing and think how production kind of wants that to sound. And then I'll stay in my studio sometimes 10 minutes, sometimes 3 hours. Like, I'll stay till I love it. I'll give them three different versions at least. And I like to give them something they hadn't thought of, like either something, a different way of saying S, or how she giggles, or like a weird snort thing or something. Because there's hundreds of people vying for each role. So what separates you?
You got to do something to stand out, right? Hey guys, Adam Ray here for the About Last Night podcast. And I'm sitting down because I got some big news. Usually I'm standing up to do comedy, but I'm sitting down now because I got the deal of a lifetime. First of all, sitting is bad for you. We all know that. Whether we're sitting on planes or sitting on a beanbag chair watching porn in front of our kids, there's just too much damage you do on the body. Thankfully, Axion has come up with a chair that allows your pelvis to move the way it does while you walk. So all 33 vertebrae align into perfect posture. The result? Better breathing, better blood flow, and relief from the pain. It's crazy what you can do when you set your body to do it. Now, these guys are homies of mine. My buddy Dennis worked with the Clippers as their doctor for 27 years. He runs a wellness center called Peak Wellness. He's a fucking gangster and has saved me from surgery numerous times. I actually met Justin Bieber at his place, and I was in my boxers getting cupping done, and Bieber and I locked eyes, and I was like, this is how we were supposed to meet, and Bieber smiled, and I never saw him again. This chair is a game changer. It's changed the way I live, it's changed the way I breathe, the way I sit, and you guys right now can get that chair for 25% off using the promo code ALN25 at all33.com. It's incredible. You got to get it. It's the only chair out there to get. We will be getting them for the studio. Go to all33.com and use promo code ALN25 for 25% off this chair. Have you made choices where you've been like, oh, fuck, that was too crazy, and then you got it, or vice versa? Like, have you always been fearless and been like, I got to... You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm pretty fearless. In fact, that's how Raven happened, because I thought I was going to book Starfire, because in the breakdown it said Starfire was a grown-up Bubbles. Bubbles is from the Powerpuff Girls, by the way.
What's that?
so I thought, I'm going to
Willie, show me your butt.
You got it. Show me your Powerpuff Girls title.
Yeah.
And I read the Raven stuff, and I'm like, I don't know how I'm going to separate her from the other five tragic teenage girls I'm doing right now, one of which was for the exact same people in the room. And I just went in relying on my acting and putting myself in those moments. And then I was leaving the studio, and as I was leaving, I looked at Andrea Romano, who was directing, and I said, can I try this one last thing? And she's like, sure. And it was like a god shot just to have this weird little role every time she said anything. And that's what booked the part.
Whoa.
So you got to listen to those. That's happened to me a few times.
Did you take a class?
Well, I grew up taking acting classes and scene lessons and scene study, and I always tell people about Second City in Toronto.
Yeah.
No, I didn't take VO classes.
You just learned as you went and did.
Yeah, yeah. I think, I don't know, some VO classes to me are bullshit. Some of the things that people get promised are bullshit. I hate all these companies charging kids to audition. It's terrible.
I also never understand when people, I don't know, it's like there's comedians, I guess you can call them that, who teach stand-up classes. And you're like, you don't even do it.
Right. Every time I see a voiceover class and it's someone that I don't know, never heard of, and they're charging 10 grand, like, no.
I just, no. But I mean, I remember when I first got out here, I definitely took classes where people were, you know, they're like, just come to my garage. We'll do like 8 scenes in 5 minutes. And you're like, what? Like, it's $800, but it's a minute, but just Venmo me. Yeah. But there's so many, I mean, this is the land of opportunity, but also there's a lot of people trying to take advantage of how many people are just like wide-eyed and vulnerable.
Yes.
Did you ever succumb to any of that when you got out of here? You took some class or were you just like, oh, that
no,
probably
was
No,
but I was probably in situations that weren't so safe because someone's like, oh, you know.
Whoa.
My dad owns William Morris. Come hang out.
Holy
Whoops,
shit.
Shouldn't have gone to that guy's house.
I went to that guy's house too. Yeah. He looked a lot like Willie, actually. Hey, Willie. Yeah. LA can be, I don't know how different. Toronto is gorgeous.
Yes.
And fucking rules.
And safe.
Yeah. So culture shock.
Yes.
You came here by yourself.
And also in Toronto, it's a melting pot. Everybody loves each other for the most part.
Man.
It's not divided.
What's that like? Here.
It's so nice. So nice.
Do you ever
And also they have safe gun laws.
Go back? That's awesome.
Yes, all the time. I went back last year to shoot a show, remember?
Yes.
I was shooting an on-camera show and my kids fell in love with it and wanted to move there.
Whoa, wait. So you got to, I didn't realize it was there.
Yeah.
I knew it was Canada.
Show. Yeah.
Dream.
Dream.
Go back home to shoot a show.
Also dream role. Like if Harley Quinn was a mom, that was her. She's a drug dealing mom.
Oh my God.
Badass.
Is that a part you were like, oh, I could do 20 seasons of this?
Yes. But I only got to do one because each season they follow a baddie and I was the baddie.
Awesome.
Yeah.
What's the show called?
Pretty Hard Cases.
Where do we get it?
In Canada, it's on Netflix, but here it's on IMDb TV.
Awesome.
With Adrian Moore from Orange is the New Black.
Yes. Why doesn't Netflix in Canada?
I don't know. It's different buyers. It's weird. Really weird.
Are you a Netflix watcher?
Yeah.
What does Tara Strong watch? Late at night, go to... trying to fall asleep, right? Maybe Willie's in the kitchen whooping up some Eggs Benedict for some orphans, right? And you're trying to find the show to pass out to. What are you pulling up? Do you got your shows already?
We've had quite a few fun fall asleep in front of the TV. We've been watching House of Dragons.
Mm.
I also watched
So you like the fantasy stuff.
I like that.
That's
I like
incredible.
Succession.
Yeah.
But also lately we've been, because like you, not knowing anything about my career when I come in, Willie is the same at cons and it's really funny. They'll like someone will bring me something and I'll say, hey Willie, do you know who this is? He's like, Twilight Spark. I'm like, this is my boyfriend. He doesn't know. Should I dump
Adorable.
Him? And sometimes the fans are like, yep, break up with him.
Yeah, there's for sure some guys in the crowd that are like, yeah, fucking leave him right now. I'm fucking better boyfriend than he is.
Right. So we've started watching a bunch of my shows that actually I've never watched.
That's actually very cool.
Yeah. So we've been watching Chowder. We've been watching Drawn Together, which is really dirty.
Yeah.
He hasn't seen any Crossing Swords yet, but he will.
Dude, come on. Get with it. I think you'll love it.
You'll love it.
Yeah.
It's very dirty.
It's very dirty. Was it too, because that's probably the dirtiest shit you've done?
No, Drawn Together.
Yeah, you're right.
Pretty terrible.
Yeah, right.
I was watching some of that. I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe we said those lines.
Yeah, totally.
Terrible.
Is that though, but you're not in a space where you're like, all right, I've done so much kid-friendly stuff that I can't do that too, right?
First of all, I was doing Drawn Together at the same time that I was doing Rugrats, and it was so fun to get out of a booth where I was doing mostly kid shows at the time and say fuck and shit and sing about making out with Cree Summer. Like, it was the best.
Yeah, you talked about that in the Crossing Sword Press stuff, but I was like, I don't know if that's really, but it has to
be.
It's
so much fun.
Yeah.
Adult stuff is way more fun. Not that I don't love doing kid stuff. Of course I do, but adult stuff's fun.
It's more, I was just had a audition today for Dora. For a part there, and it was so kid. And she was like, "Really make it. If you can make it funnier, that's why I wanted you to do." And I was just like, "God, it was so challenging because there were just the lines were not. There's not a lot to play with.
Right.
And I was like, well, this is great because I truly want to know how you deal with that.
Well, and also you have to enunciate and you have to make sure things are really clear.
Totally.
Like this morning.
This was not, so that's already a.
Yeah, I did a show that I've been working on called Gabby's Dollhouse for DreamWorks. It's the cutest show. And there was
getting ready to come out?
Four or five songs. It's out already.
Awesome.
But today was like music for it and stuff for it. Cool. And everything has to be very enunciated. Yes. It's for little kids.
Yes.
It's a different thing.
Do you, like the collaboration, taking direction, all that? Are you also at a point, are they at a point where there's like, they don't want to tell Tara Strong what to fucking do? Or you're also like, just put down the script and go in the other room and I'll tell you when I'm done.
Oh my God. I guess I could be honest with you, right?
Yes.
This is not going anywhere that people
Not airing except for in Willie's sex dungeon.
Oh my God, you told him about that?
By the way, great name for a kid show.
Really sexed up.
But sex is like, in this show, because kids don't know what sex is like the name of a type of can't, we'll edit this out. So Tara, when you were a kid, so you do, be honest, you're going to say, working with.
Sometimes I'm okay with it. Sometimes I get real cranky and I don't say anything. I'm very well behaved. But sometimes it's like, please don't tell me what to do. I was doing once and the girl directing was like, I think it's Azerwraith, and I've been doing Raven for 20 years. I'm like,
she tried to tell you how to.
Don't tell me how to Azerath. Please don't tell me how to do that.
Whoa.
And sometimes, like, you know how it is. Sometimes there's a director that just kind of has to prove their.
Over direct.
So
hear their voice, yep.
And you just heard the production say, we want it really high energy. Oh, how about trying one like a more mysterious? We try 10 like that. And you're like, 10, I have 80 more lines. 12 of them are dying death screams. No, no.
That's for a video game.
I really don't love bad directors, and there aren't a lot of good ones. If I can't hear something and it's like in the action, they really want it to be like, it has to be like, we gotta go. Okay, fine, do it for me. But for the most part, if you're gonna line read me or tell me how to do it, I'm not a fan. I do all my auditions at home because I don't want anyone to tell me how to do it.
Good move. Did you do that?
Before pandemic, yes.
Yeah.
I don't like people listening at the door. I don't like holding people up. I don't want a button pusher telling me what to do.
Good call.
I've been doing this since I'm 13.
Take the pressure off.
You started working here last week. You're going to tell me how to act?
Yeah, yeah.
No.
Oh my God, I know.
Sorry.
Is there a, you know how everyone has, I was told, and tell me what you think about this, from a buddy when I was going in for a Disney show, and it was maybe my third or fourth time in, and he was like, they had me, I read like five different things, and eventually didn't get anything, and he goes, you got to find your thing. He goes, it's cool because you came in and you read for like all these different parts. He goes, but you got to break in, you got to find like, what's the Adam Ray voice that you can do well? And now, and I've done like voice on Crossing Swords probably in three different things, you know, the very, just my voice, a little brought up, whatever. But I was like, well, I can do.
I think that was wrong. I think that was bad information.
Yeah. He was like, you got to find that one and
that's
break in.
True.
I was like, but I can do a bunch.
If Adam Ray had a crazy voice, then that makes sense, right? There are certain people that only do one voice and that's kind of a weird voice and it works. Like people on The Simpsons, they've made a lot of money and that's the only voice they can do.
Right.
It's not common for someone who works all the time to not be versatile. It's not common to have a crazy sounding voice. There's many people that come up to me and go, oh, I really want to do voiceover. I'm like, I'm so sorry. It's not sounding like a crazy person. Do you have any acting experience, right?
Yeah.
Because they can pay one actor for up to three roles under the side contract. So they're going to hire people that are going to work a lot. So that's just not true. For you to break out and be like an animation star is that serendipitous right show that puts you on the map, that everyone's in love with it. Like, let's say you book the next Family Guy and you're like the lead of that and everyone's crazy for you.
Right.
It's not, don't start thinking you have to find that voice. If you find that one voice, then you just have that one voice. You can't do that one voice on everything else.
You should call
him and tell him he's a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Tell him
I kind of want to say his name. We haven't talked in a while because.
Tell him Tara Strong thinks he's an idiot.
Oh my God. I fucking want to so bad. I'll actually just send Willie to fucking spit on his, I don't know, front door. I don't know.
Get him, honey.
Yeah. Willie, I'm already a giant fan of you, dude. All right. I can't tell what he's doing, but you laughed. I think
he's
he took it out. Already smiling.
He has a really cute smile.
Oh man, my sister's text me. She's in Florida in the heart of this fucking hurricane.
Oh, that's not great.
Crazy.
Yeah.
And I told him, I was like, I told her and my white rapper brother-in-law, Dirte, I go, you guys got to get the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
And they didn't leave. And They'll be fine. You stay indoors. Hurricanes, man. Any of that in Toronto ever? Like natural disasters?
Once in a while, there's like warnings, but I've never experienced anything terrifying.
What about
a quake? The most terrifying is like crazy snowstorms that cause a lot of accidents. Everywhere you live, there's something crazy.
What's your like ideal, I don't know, temperature? Like, are you a hiking cabin? You know, fucking, I'm sure, you know, you go out to, you know, the Redwoods or Yellowstone and Willie's like, I'll be back in 2 hours with a bear and a fucking, and a raccoon.
Well, he has 2,000 acres cook on a, near Yosemite where there's goats and pigs.
Oh, that's right. You're a goat farmer too. Yeah. So you milk the goats, right? No. No. I'm De Niro and Meet the Parents, aren't I?
No, it's called Happy Goat. They're happy goats. They don't get used for human consumption.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So they just hang out.
They hang out and they clear the brush and they...
Because they got to do
something.
It's all
about regenerative farming. So it's like for the soil.
Gotcha.
And then they're building like a music studio and lodging and like cool places to stay. And it's
Fuck
the first...
Yeah. Can we roll up?
It's the first Web3 nonprofit that exists and it's pretty cool.
Awesome. Yeah, plug it, please.
Yeah, you
can people
come.
Donate to it?
Can people donate to it?
I'll donate
yet.
To it, Willie. Let me know.
Not yet.
Send me the link.
Okay.
And also send me the address so you and I can fucking, I don't know, do some ayahuasca. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, do some really cool guy shit up there.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Okay, so go-to show you said was, what was it again? You guys would lay in bed and watch what on Netflix?
Well, now we're watching all my shows.
Right, that's right. Was there one show that got you into it, though? Like you said you at 4 knew you wanted to be a performer, but do you remember, like for me, I remember the first stand-ups I saw where I was like, holy shit, what is that? How do you do, you know what I'm saying? Like, would you remember the first voice or character or, two-part question. First voice or character on TV you saw that you were like, oh my God, animation, this is fucking crazy. And then the first voice you heard in life that you imitated.
Probably like the Flintstones, and I got to do Pebbles on something once, and it was really cool to see
Holy
Pebbles
shit.
On the script, because that was my childhood, so that was kind of fun. And I probably impersonate a lot of my parents' friends too. Like at the time, they were old Jews, right? They were in their 40s speaking Yiddish. I used to think that when you were 40 old, you'd like know Yiddish. I copied a lot of the Altacuckers.
Yeah.
And babies and kids everywhere. I copied everybody.
Just constantly mimicking.
Yeah. I'm a
teachers
sponge.
Too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would impersonate. There was a girl named Annie Bernhardt. I've told the story before, but you know, was a big kid in elementary school, and she had a big crush on this skinny kid named Evan. And I could do her. I just started like impersonating her voice to a buddy, and he was like, "Oh my God, that's unbelievable! Like you sound exactly like her." So we would prank call Evan, and I would be her in the fourth grade, and talk.
You
to
did
him.
This little girl's voice.
Yeah.
Wow. Can you do it?
I mean, I remember how I would tap into it, which is, by the way, crazy. Like, just that it was like in the back of my throat, and it was really like, she was really soft, and it was really raspy and scratchy.
Yeah.
So it was just kind of like, hey, Evan, like, did you have a good, like, it was that. That's how I would do it, but it was obviously not
You're
as
good
deep.
At voices, though. You're good at mimicking and
I'm okay.
Your impressions.
I can do some impressions,
Not all voice people can do impressions.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you do impressions?
I do a couple.
Who?
Rosie Perez is my best.
Let's hear it.
Wait, you let me see why men can't jump?
Oh, yeah.
Ready?
Yeah.
You lost all our fucking money. $700, Billy. We were on our way to 8,000. Ah, Billy, you're so stupid. You should have said I love you infinity plus infinity.
Okay. And now here's instead of Woody Harrelson, Robert Downey Jr. in that movie.
Okay.
Well, look, first of all, I thought we were going to fucking win the game. So I didn't have any. So I didn't wear my favorite shorts. And I was supposed to. It's on you. You didn't wash my fucking shorts. So first, you're busting my balls over this. I'm not going to have it right now. Okay. I'm just not going to do it.
Listen, sometimes when you win, you actually lose. And sometimes when you lose,
you actually win. Oh, where'd you read that? A fucking Snapple cap?
Sometimes when
you
tie, you actually win or lose. Jeopardy's going to call, Billy!
Fuck. That's really good. When did you figure out you could do that?
I had to copy her for a cartoon.
Wow.
So I sat and watched White Men Can't Jump for 3 days straight.
And just talked like Rosie over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
That's so good.
Thanks.
Okay, so you have that in you to be able to like sit and study and mimic.
Yeah, it's not my thing that I do a lot.
Because some people impressionists hear it and they're like, there it
is. You're like that.
With some people.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, yeah. There's true, like, my friend Melissa Villasenor, I feel like, is a true impressionist.
Yeah, some people, that's their thing.
And she sits and works and, like, likes to seek out. For me, it's like, if I hear it and I can try it and I go, oh, that's kind of close. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
You're very good.
Thank you.
Yeah. I like your stand-up, too. I like your
You got to come see
Instagram.
A show.
I'd love to come see a show.
Yeah. Have you ever been to a show out here?
Willie?
Yes, anytime.
Okay.
Would you come out from the Boo?
Yeah, I'd come out.
I'm surprised there's no comedy club in Malibu.
There might be.
No. I'd know about it.
There's like a little place.
There's a Soho house that people have done shows at. Is that close by?
Yes, very close.
All right, we'll figure that out.
Okay.
That way you guys don't have to come all the way.
Okay.
All right, we have a few more minutes left.
Okay.
About 15. Yeah? Fuck yeah, Sam. By the way, when you come down to Hollywood, is it, since you're doing so much work from home, is do you like to come to this part of town? Is it like exotic? Yeah, no.
I just came for you. It's gross here.
I love you guys. It is gross. I know.
You know what?
If I didn't have to be near the comedy clubs, I probably wouldn't be this central.
Right. So my first little while I was in, you know, like Beverly, Fairfax, and then I found a dog, so I moved to the Valley. Mm. I've been in the Valley for 20 years. And I thought I'd never leave. But at that time in my career, I was going to Cartoon Network, Nickelodeon, and the other studios twice a day.
Yeah.
So it made sense. And then I went to Toronto to shoot that show. And then when I came back to LA, you know, my divorce was final in January and I needed like a whole new LA experience. And I've never lived by the water. So I'm like, let me try that. So I rented near the ocean and I'll never not live on water again.
Wow.
It's so beautiful. Yeah, like this seems gross to me
bonkers.
Now.
Bonkers. Yeah. Yeah. What is it about the, I mean, without stating the obvious, but it's just so what?
Well,
calming.
First of all, yeah, the waking up to the ocean, like there is something to those ions and just hearing the ocean. I traded freeway noise for ocean. And where I live is very private. Like you can't really see or hear other neighbors. There's no like crazy traffic except maybe on the weekends on the PCH. But everything you need is pretty close and like dogs are welcome everywhere and everyone's just happy.
Does everybody know each other?
Different. A lot of people, yeah. But it's very, very different. It's like a whole other,
It's
city.
A bubble.
Yeah.
But a welcomed bubble, I'm
yeah.
sure.
Yeah, and when you come here, you're like, oh, I forgot how crazy and hectic and smoggy and yucky. It's also 20 degrees cooler. That's actually a thing. It really
near
is.
In the water?
Yeah.
Fuck, I know.
It's
it gets hot as
beautiful.
Balls.
Yeah.
Willie, how do you deal with the heat?
How do you deal with the heat? He wants to know how you deal with the heat.
It's way cooler down here than it is on the farm.
Oh, that's true.
It's way cooler here than the farm. The farm gets pretty hot. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck. Great time to take your shirt off, right, Willie? Willie Star and OnlyFans. fans, talk about the, we've talked about this a little bit, but do you have people like fans that have been like friends that you came up with? Like people, I'm always curious when like you hit a certain level when you get people like old teachers or that reach out, I always knew you were going to be a superstar or again, some of these Jews from your childhood that hit you up to do a voice for a kid's bris, right? Will you do the voice of the foreskin, right? Like, I don't know what they're asking, but like, you know what I'm saying? Like people coming out of the woodworks.
Voice of the foreskin. That's
you
probably
said you did
something
a voice.
You should write.
I mean, I have been pitching for the longest time.
Frankie the Foreskin.
A Pixar movie based around a circumcision. Hilarious Frankie the Foreskin. You said that you did the voice of like a singing fridge on Modern Family.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Are those things sometimes cooler than cartoons because you're like it's just breaking
well yeah and also it's because it's different than my normal environment
yeah
right?
That's what
to
I'm
get
saying.
On set with those kids and
yeah
that was a pretty fun stage.
You did it on set?
Yeah, I was on set.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Have you done like jingles and stuff like that? Because you sang.
Early in my career I did some jingle work, but that's another whole world. Like you have to be pretty enmeshed in that world to do that on the regular.
So just like in on-camera acting and VO and commercial acting,
they're, I mean, all their own entities.
They are, right?
Yeah.
I remember, did you ever audition for commercials when you got out here?
Yes.
Yeah. And then it just got to a point.
So terrible.
Fuck.
Let me drive to Santa Monica at 4 o'clock and wait 2 hours to hold up a coffee.
Hopefully 2 hours.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and hopefully my car isn't terrible. Towed. Yeah. Oh, it is? Oh, cool. Oh, and I didn't get a callback for that Dr. Pepper commercial in which I walked in, didn't even take a sip, just looked at the can. I went hungover once to an Olive Garden commercial and I wore a Reading Rainbow t-shirt and a sport coat.
Did
and
you
I.
Get it?
Fuck no.
Oh.
I'm surprised I wasn't asked to leave. We had to improvise. And the guy was like, all right, guys, so just, it's like, we're all garden. Before the lines, just have some chit chat. You guys are all friends hanging out. Starts off, I just go, holding back, not trying to throw up. And I go, anybody see Jurassic Park 3? And he goes, cut. He goes, what is that? I go, I don't know. It's just came out. Like, nobody obviously saw it, but like, I'm just trying to make small talk. He was like, just somebody else started off and then he like gave the improv to somebody else and then there was like a lull because nobody was jumping in and then I literally go because I thought it'd be funny and it was such a boring, sometimes you get paired up and you're like these people are
terrible
and I am just going to try to, you know, speak up and try to separate myself. I go, man, I hope the server brings over some breadsticks. I'm going to fucking puke. And the guy said cut and then he told me not to speak anymore in the audition. And I had one line that was just like when he brought over like some big pasta for me just to go, oh my goodness, like some sort of like, whoa, that's so much ravioli. So yeah,
I thought you didn't get that.
It's weird, yeah, because I felt good. Obviously, I know the read wasn't ideal. Did you wait? Yeah, so it's just a very taxing.
I did more commercials in Canada, but also in Canada, it's easier to have a well-rounded career. I did tons of TV and film as well as animation. Here, they sort of say, "Oh, that's the voice actor, that's the soap actor, that's the commercial actor, that's the comic." Like to make crossover is challenging when you're very well known in one pocket.
Would you ever do the Jingle World? World?
Like today I was singing on a show and I loved it. I love to sing on shows. It's so much fun.
What's your favorite jingle?
My favorite jingle?
Yeah. Oh, come on. You got to have a favorite jingle.
What's my favorite jingle?
I'll give you mine.
What's yours?
I'll start you off. Ready?
What? Yeah.
Nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea. Ooh, come on.
Wow.
Diarrhea. I mean, dude.
I'll give you one that if my fans are watching this, they'd like.
Please.
Obtuse rubber goose, green moose, guava juice, giant snake, birthday cake, large fries, chocolate shake.
Oh my God. That's got to be my new ringtone. Who is that and where's that from? Sam?
Timmy Turner, Fairly OddParents.
Thank you.
She's kind of my, I grew up watching the Cafe shows.
Awesome. Fucking, why didn't you tell me, dude?
I looked online at some of the cartoons.
Yeah, and you're like, holy shit.
Talking, I was like, oh, I know like 70% of the faces on the cartoons.
Yeah.
Sam's 12. He just moved to Hollywood yesterday. No. And
he does have a Powerpuff Girls tattoo.
He does. okay, before we wrap this up, I want to close this out with a little Inside the Actor Studio 10-question questionnaire.
Okay.
I'm going to play James Lipton, RIP. You no doubt would have been on the show. And so we're going to act out the last 10 questions of that show with Tara Strong and get to know Tara Strong a little bit better. Here we go. I'm Lipton. I'm here with Tara Strong. Tara, what is your favorite word? Oh, yeah. There's no wrong answer. Funny,
favorite
serious,
word?
Sweet. Yeah. This is how fucking Lipton closed out every show.
It is?
Yeah. De Niro was like, queef. No. And whatever you want to say.
Shit.
Great.
Great word.
Well, favorite curse word is coming up later. Oh. So favorite word.
Okay. Favorite word.
Yeah.
Favorite word?
Yeah.
God, what's
my favorite
word?
Doesn't have to be something
word?
You use a lot. Just a word. Like, I don't know.
Ugh, I just want to pick something cliche.
I know.
You know?
Like, I don't know how I would answer that.
Right?
The script
what's your
has never been
word?
Flipped. I remember the first word I heard that I go, I'm going to start actively using that because I felt my vocabulary was soft.
Okay.
It was bewildered.
Oh, you like that.
But it stuck out because there's no way to casually, when you're just like, you know, I'm pretty bewildered right now. Everyone's like, shut the fuck up, dude. Just say confused.
Right.
So I like that. I like a supercalifragilistic, can't even say it.
Okay, I'm going to tell you a new word that I learned that I really like.
This is what I'm talking about.
My friend who is in an open marriage and like it's like this very successful.
How does that work?
I don't know. It's just working. So she taught me the word compersion. And I think that's a good word. Not that it applies to our relationship at all, but it's if you're happy for someone you love being pleasured.
Compersion.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Not even close to what's going on here, but I like the word. It's a good word.
By the way, the word sounds exactly like what it is. So it's basically.
Don't you love words like that?
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Good word.
It also takes two of my favorite things, cum and Persians, and puts them together. We'll be right back. We'll keep it right here. All right. What is your least favorite word?
My least favorite word? Compersion.
Oh, man. God, can you imagine a guy bus in and his wife's with a guy, and she's like, compersion? And he's like, I'll be downstairs. I forgot there was a word for this.
I don't like no.
No, yeah.
I'm like, no.
Yeah.
I like getting my own way.
Yeah. You do, yeah? Always been that way?
But I'm getting good at saying no. I didn't used to be good at saying no.
There's a lot of power in that.
Yeah, it's a full sentence. But I don't like being told no.
Yeah.
Or gentle.
Gentle's also a tough word. Yeah. I feel like Sam and I should leave. Perfect segue. What turns you on? Don't fucking know. We're taking Willie out of the equation. We're taking... Fucking
look at him,
Farmer McConaughey doppelganger. Other than Willie, what turns you on? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like kindness or like, you know what I'm saying? There's other. We're going the non-sexual route for a minute.
What?
Like in people, let's say. How about that?
Yes, I like kindness. Yeah. I like when when people have the opportunity to make someone feel seen, special, heard, and animals too. I really think more animals. People should be fighting for at least the basic care of these animals in factory farming so they're not tortured. Some of these psychopaths that work there that are kicking them and punching them and cutting them, and like, there should be cameras in these places. There shouldn't be these places, but it's weird that people don't give a shit. I don't like that. So people that give a shit, I like that. I that turns that. Me on.
What turns you off?
People that don't give a shit.
Great. What's your favorite curse word?
How about this?
What's
shit?
Bubble's favorite curse word?
Holy shit. But I also like fuck. Fuck is a pretty good word. Fuck it.
How quickly did it take you to come up with that voice? Was that instantaneous?
It was pretty quick because the drawing was so cute. And the description is, we wanted this to be the cutest thing you've ever heard.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You fucking nailed it.
Yeah, I'm good at cute.
I mean. what is your what sound or noise do you love?
Sound or noise do I love?
Yeah.
What sound or noise do I love? I guess I love good music. Mm. I love baby laughing's pretty cute.
Yeah.
Pretty cute. Puppy noises are pretty cute.
So cute.
Yeah.
Music-wise, what are we talking about?
Oh, I have like a very wide music love. Like, yeah. I could listen to Broadway tunes, but I could also listen to like 70s rock, and I like everything except like really hard heavy metal. I don't really like listening to that.
Yeah, I don't get that.
Yeah.
No judgment.
No.
Just don't get it.
Not for me, really.
What sound or noise do you hate?
I hate when people, like, in a shared space that you don't know, this is going to sound so dumb.
Please.
But like crinkling, like, chip wrappers and shit. Like, oh, I don't want to hear your chip wrapper.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear your food wrapper.
Yeah. Contain the noise.
It bugs me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's also just like, yeah, I don't know. There's a quiet way to do that. It's tough in the movies when people are just crinkling and crackling. Like, you can,
yeah,
like,
stop that.
There's no way to avoid opening a bag without a little bit of noise coming out.
I don't love that noise.
What profession other than your own would you like to attempt?
I used to want to be a marine biologist and play with the animals in the water. But the problem with me and like vet things is I didn't want to kill anything. And I'd interfere if a shark was going to, you know, did you see that movie, The Octopus Teacher?
No.
I got really mad when he didn't save his friend because it was like, oh, the circle of life. I'd be a bad.
Spoiler alert. I guess I won't be saying it. Jesus Christ, Sam, cancel our plans Friday.
I'd want to save everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What profession would you not like to do?
I think something in accounting. that would bore the shit out of me, and I'm not good with numbers.
9 to 5 couldn't do.
Terrible.
I mean, you're destined to be a performer at 4.
Yes. Yeah.
There's no way.
No.
Can you imagine if?
No.
Last question. If heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates?
I'd like to hear you did good. You know? You made us proud, and you get to keep him for the next lifetime.
Whoa. All right, now, follow-up question. If God could be a fan and do a voice back of any of your iconic characters, what would be the coolest to hear him go? I also don't watch Powder Puffs. Quit fucking busting Adam's balls, bitch.
Like, I think he'd be like, I'm smarter than Adam because I fucking know Bubbles. What a dumb shit. He's going straight to fucking hell for not knowing the Powerpuff Girls.
Do you think God's a man or a woman?
Great question. A good question.
Teaser. We'll be save it for the next episode. No. This has been great. You're Tara Strong on Instagram and Twitter.
Yes.
We got to do this. This went by so fast.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming down.
Thanks for having
to Hollywood.
Me.
You're the sweetest. You're incredible at what you do.
Thank you.
Truly.
As are you. We're outliers.
And inspiring and seeing all. I went on a true deep dive of. I'm glad you shared a few fan stories because, man, it's pretty cool to see how many people you affect and how much joy you take in doing it and meeting them halfway and like giving people full experiences.
Of course, and like there are people that flew from across the world to meet me. I'm not going to be like next.
And I love that that's your mindset. But like, we all know people or have seen people or, hey, you're also a human being. You could fucking have had a bad sleep or a bad travel day or something else is going on that's heavy in your life. But you strike me as someone that's just like, I'm fucking, you know.
I've always been like that. I'm sure you have too. Like when shit's crazy in your life, but you're performing and you gotta do it.
Show must go on
is real.
It really is. Yeah. And it can turn your day around.
Yeah.
right?
Yeah, because that's where your joy comes from.
Yes.
You're sharing it with other people. It's beautiful. We're very lucky.
We are lucky.
Yeah.
Sam, any closing thoughts or questions?
You nailed it.
Great. Willie, your penis, have any closing thoughts? No, Willie, thanks for taking this in stride, and I'll come to the farm soon.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Okay.